there. I'm Jerry. I recently replaced my iPhone 4 with an iPhone 10. I needed to make that phone safe for adventure out in the wilderness, so I did a few things to make it safe for that. First thing I did was I put a glass screen protector on it. The one I used is this Black Web screen protector. It's available from Walmart. It's a glass protector. It's 0.4 millimeter thick, so it's a very thin cover. The way it goes on, comes in a tin can here that's really helpful. It also comes with a screen cleaner, a lint-free cloth. So the first thing you do is wipe the screen free of any lint and fingerprints and grease and whatever might be on there. It then comes with a little blue tape-like thing stuck to a piece of cardboard. Peel it off the cardboard, stick it over your screen, press it down firmly, and then peel it off. And that takes whatever lint or fingerprints or whatever you didn't get off the first time. Once your screen is perfectly clean, we use the box again. The box has a little tray that's designed for the particular phone. So be sure you get the right screen protector for your phone. This box is for the iPhone 10, and it fits perfectly in a little tray in the box, like so. Okay, next, we want to get out the glass itself. Now, I've already put it on there, so it's not in here, but it comes in this little tray, and it's stuck to the tray so it doesn't fall out. Now, you want to be careful you don't get fingerprints on it. First thing you do is pull off the cover, and after that, don't touch it again. You can put it face down so that the glass goes over the top of your phone, and this little plastic tray fits inside the box exactly where it's supposed to. You then push the screen protector onto your screen and pull the little plastic box off. Then it's just a matter of pushing any bubbles that remain out from the edge of your screen. When you're done, the phone doesn't look any different than it did before, other than it has a 0.4 millimeter thick screen cover on it. Phone works just like it did before, looks just like it did before, and that's what you really want. However, it's still a slippery phone, and if you drop it, it'll break, especially if you're out in the rocks somewhere. So you need a case to put it in. Now, I got a Rockform case, R-O-K-F-O-R-M. Check out our website for the link to the case so you can get one if you'd like. This case is really handy. It comes with a really heavy-duty magnet in it. Now, the magnet doesn't really hurt the phone any, and it's really handy if you use the dash mount that comes with the case, because you just stick the mount on the dash in your car, and the magnet holds the case to it and your phone, and it works really well. The only catch is this magnet also affects your phone's compass, and it affects some other apps that use that compass functionality in the phone. So for using it out in the outdoors in your next adventure, that's bad news. Fortunately, the little magnet comes out really easy. Before you put the case on your phone, push on the back of the phone, it falls out, and you can stick it to the metal box that your screen protector came in. So this is what the case looks like, and as you can see, it has a hole in the middle of the back of it. Now, what's handy about that is there are some accessories that come that you can buy for this case. They don't come with it, but they're available extra. I got one, and we'll show you how that works in a little bit. But it basically slips into that little hole in the case and twists a tiny bit, and it's locked to the case. That works really well for a number of reasons, and I'll show you in a minute how you can use that. First thing to do is to get the phone into the case. Obviously, the camera lens on the phone needs to go through the lens hole on the case, so then it's just a matter of popping the case in the phone, or the phone in the case. We now have a case around our phone, a glass screen protector, and the phone is considerably better protected from drops and falls, scratches, than it was before we added those little items. Now, I showed you the hole in the back of the camera case, and I showed you how the adapter fits into it, or the mount. In this case, it's a GoPro mount, and it attaches easily to your GoPro camera, just like you attach your GoPro camera to any other GoPro adapter. Now, when you put it together, in most cases, you're going to want the little screw device to the handle of the screw device to go in the opposite direction of the other handle so that you can get it both sides when you want to adjust the camera. But here it's a matter of putting it all on, putting it on the on the GoPro, attaching it to the iPhone. Now the beauty of this is that once it's all attached and tightened down, there's all kinds of adjustments in the camera, so you can aim it wherever you want relative to your iPhone. But then you can run the GoPro app on your iPhone, so you can see on your iPhone what your GoPro camera is seeing, and also you have control over all the options that the GoPro camera offers you. In my case, this is a GoPro Hero 3 Plus. It does not have a screen on it at all, so it's really handy to have a large screen so you can see what you're looking at as you shoot video, if you want to do that with a GoPro. Now the iPhone X has a really good camera of its own, so you may not want to use the GoPro camera at all, and you don't need to. However, what got me intrigued was that I've got all these nifty things for the GoPro. I've got a tripod mount and a chesty for carrying the GoPro on my chest, a helmet strap for carrying it on a helmet in case you want to shoot something from above your forehead, and also a strap that fits on a bicycle helmet, for example, in case you want to attach it there. All very handy devices, but they don't work with this adapter as it comes out of the box. So after some thought, what I got was this male-to-male adapter. It's a interesting little piece of equipment, and I have a close-up view of it on the website, and I'll also put one here in the video. It allows us to connect our iPhone now with the Rockform GoPro adapter to any of these other GoPro devices. It's just a matter of slipping the male-to-male adapter in, screwing it down with one of the GoPro screws. Sometimes easier than done. You need to match up the holes just right. And then you attach this GoPro mount to the other end of the male-to-male adapter. And again, as I said before, let me do this without the phone attached. You'll want to set it up so that the handles on your screws are pointing in opposite directions, so you can get it both of them as needed. And again, it's a matter of lining up the holes and tightening it down. Now let's put it back on the camera. You can mount it in any particular direction you want. You can set it up so the camera shoots this way, or you can set it up so the camera shoots horizontally. Since I shoot a lot of video, most of the time I have the camera in the horizontal position. Now once this little GoPro snap-on adapter is installed, you can put it right on your GoPro tripod mount, and you can use your camera on a GoPro tripod, or on a tripod. The way I've got it set down, now the camera's upside down, so the lens is down here. Pretty easy to change. And you will want to change, and I'll show you why in just a second here. As you can see, all this assembly is on the back of the camera, and the lens is also on the back of the camera. So if you set it up this way, the lens is here and it doesn't bump into anything on the camera, and you can shoot video or stills or whatever you want using the tripod. And it clamps down really nicely. Now the same thing works with all these other GoPro mounts. So for the Chesty, for example, just slide the mount in until it snaps, and you can shoot photos. Now you'll need to do some adjusting. As this Chesty sits against your chest, you'll have the screen against your chest where it's well protected. And when you want to take a picture, you just stretch it out and take whatever picture you want. And again, the lens is up here. It's not blocked by anything, and it works really well. Let's see what else we've got. So that's the Chesty. This is the helmet mount. It works exactly the same way as the Chesty. You just snap it on and adjust the camera wherever you want the lens to be pointing. And works the same way. The helmet mount is a little bit different. It's already got the GoPro mount on it, so you don't need the little snap-on mount. So we'll take off the snap-on mount. And slide it directly into the helmet mount. And again, you'll want to make sure you got the lens pointed in the right direction so everything will work. And in this case, I'm going to turn our camera mount over again so that our screws are pointing in the opposite direction. Put that in, screw it down, and it'll sit. Plenty of adjustments because you got two articulations here in the arm, so it'll sit on your helmet like so. And again, the lens is above all the mount material, so it won't be anything in the way. And that's kind of the most interesting thing I found out about this Rockform case, is that you can use all of these different GoPro mounts with it. And if you've got a GoPro, you've probably got a lot of GoPro mounts. That's basically what I wanted to show you today. Now, to get the rest of the story, go to our website at exploreemag.com. We'll give you an option for a case for older cameras. I recommend this for the 7s and 8s, iPhone 7 and 8 and 10, that are waterproof. They're supposed to be safe to 3 feet underwater. So if you splash water on them or something, or you get caught in the rain, it shouldn't hurt your phone any. The older phones, that will hurt your phone, and you'll want to get something like a LifeProof case that provides complete waterproof protection to your phone. So go to our website, exploreemag.com, read about the LifeProof case and the Rockform case, and also learn about the apps that we use on our iPhone that help us explore in the outdoors. Now get your camera set up and let's explore.